Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday, in our study on 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, we were taught that when God pronounces judgment on a nation, He will postpone that judgment if the nation repents. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
It's clear that times and seasons refers to affairs upon the earth. And it's also interesting that when God determines judgment on a nation, and that nation repents, God will postpone His judgment on that nation. For an example, Nineveh, during the day of Jonah, was given 40 days. Well, they repented, and God gave them 200 years. But her doom did come as a result of more rejection of the Word of God. In Jeremiah chapter 18, verses 7 through 10, we find an interesting passage. I say interesting because so often we look at Jeremiah and the events of Israel. But at this part, it seems to go outside of that little circle to say this. In Jeremiah 18, verse 7, "At what instant I shall speak concerning a nation." Now, He just didn't say Israel. He said a nation. "And concerning a kingdom, pluck up, pull down, and to destroy it. If that nation," He just didn't say if Israel, He said if that nation, "against whom I have pronounced, turn from their evil, I will repent of the evil that I thought to do unto them. And at what instant I shall speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom to build and to plant it, that do evil in my sight, that it obey not my voice, then I will repent of the good wherewith I said I would benefit them." Now, we have a free will to, even as a country, to follow God, to repent, or to go on in our sin, and to face the judgment hand of God. Let me tell you, my friend, America, as well as many other nations in the world, are so caught in the throes of sin that if it does not repent, God is going to judge it if He doesn't rapture us soon. I wouldn't be surprised that after the rapture, if not before, that America has more terrorism taking place in it. You see, it seems like that in the absence of shame, all conduct is excusable. And that has become manifestly apparent today. We've lost our shame, so we excuse conduct that we should never excuse. The words loathe and disgust should be two words which begin to capture the sentiment of a Christian toward an industry that constantly undermines the home, morals, the country, and especially the Lord Jesus Christ and His Word, the Bible. Hollywood entertainment and those things by which we are entertained within the four walls of our home is often that which is hell-bent on destroying those very things of the home, the morals, the country, and the Word of God with its Christ, Jesus Christ our Lord. Especially, it seems to be bent on destroying your children. And we sit in our easy chairs and invite it into our homes freely. My friend, if we don't repent, we'll see the judgment of God upon this country. We'll see it through acts of nature. We'll see it through famine. We'll see it through economics. And we'll see it through violence. And I believe that time is coming to this country. And if we're not raptured soon, you who are listening to the sound of my voice will find these things to come to pass. That's why our business is to preach the saving gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, all this is to say that the direction of life with the times and seasons is not referring to the rapture. So, we need to see to that which it does refer. And we see that in verse 2 here of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Here it says, "For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night." Now, looking at that, as a thief in the night, he says, "For yourselves know perfectly." The day of the Lord is a term referred to directly about 30 times in the Bible. It's referred to as "in that day" at least 100 times. It is called the day of Christ 12 times and the day of God 2 times. Peter quoted the term "day of the Lord" from the book of Joel when he preached in Acts 2. This is the first mention in the New Testament after that sermon, as we read it here in 1 Thessalonians. Now here, it is referring to a time when Jehovah will actively intervene to punish sin and the nations. Our Lord clearly lets us know in Acts that it's not for us to know the times and seasons. Rather, ours is to preach the gospel, person to person, nation to nation, until the whole world has heard. My friend, if you are saved, God has given you a responsibility to share the gospel with the people of whom you come in contact each day. And in addition to that, you are to help to send missionaries that are fundamental and true to the Word, that go to the various far reaches of the world to take the gospel, to plant churches, to edify saints. I trust that you are part of that. Christians should be more concerned about the judgment seat of Christ than they are at guessing times and people and places of the coming tribulation. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 10 and 11, we actually see the godly attitude we should have. It says, "For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that every one may receive the things done in his body, according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad. Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men, but we are made manifest unto God." My friend, there is one thing that is absolutely sure to happen to every person. Everyone will face God someday. The Bible has the only instructions that can make that meeting a good one. That is, if the instructions are followed. Death and taxes are not really certain for everyone, but meeting God for an accounting of our life is certain. If you're saved, are you ready for the judgment seat of Christ? You see, too often today, we dress up our capitulation to modernism and postmodernism, and contemporary religion, and new evangelicalism with fancy terms as tolerance, responsibility, sensitivity, and love. Well, my friend, it's time for we who are Christ-loving fundamentalists to quit being pacifist by our endorsement of the darkness in religious wrapping. we need to stand and clearly stand for our Lord. So it's clear that the day of the Lord does not refer to the rapture. But let us see to that which it does refer. The Bible teaches it has to do with events that take place after the rapture of the church and prior to the second coming of Christ at the end of the tribulation. Now, please remember, the rapture is not the second coming of Christ because he does not touch the earth. Instead, we meet him in the clouds. The second coming, or the second advent, is at the end of the seven-year tribulation when Christ actually touches the earth. Now, the day of the Lord will start with the tribulation. The tribulation starts at a time after the rapture. How long? I do not know because the Bible doesn't tell us how long it will be between the rapture and the tribulation. But we do know that the tribulation starts when there is a signing of a covenant of the nations with Israel, and basically those nations that were under the old Roman Empire. This covenant of peace will be established as a seven-year covenant. This world today is filled with religious people. They say they're looking for the day of the Lord. Well, my friend, we are not looking for the day of the Lord. We are instead looking for the coming of Christ in the clouds, and that could be at any moment. Notice the following scriptures. In Amos chapter 5 and verses 18 through 20, we read this, "Woe unto you that desire the day of the Lord! To what end is it for you? The day of the Lord is darkness and not light." That's why the day of the Lord is not the rapture, because we're caught up to meet the light in the air, the Lord Jesus Christ. For in him was life, and that life is the light of men. And so the day of the Lord is darkness and not light, as if a man did flee from a lion and a bear met him, or went to the house and leaned his hand on the wall and a serpent bit him. Shall not the day of the Lord be darkness and not light? Even very darkness, and no brightness in it. Now, my friend, the day of the Lord will not put Israel or the world out of its troubles. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the Lamp and Light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.